Good morning to each one. Let's just all bow for a word of prayer. Thank you, Lord, for this day. Thank you for the privilege of being here, Lord, and the word that we've heard, the songs, Lord. Just ask that you be with us today. Lord, I'm a human here, but yet you work through us humans, Lord, to bring your word. And I just ask you to work through me this morning to read your word and to bring to each heart what they need today. Just pray this in Jesus' name. So I was thinking of just reading a chapter here in Mark. It blessed me as I read through it here. It's Mark 11. And it gives several there's a lot of things in there, but I'll just read it here. I'll just read the whole chapter, and then we'll talk about a few of the things, thoughts that came to me. So I'll just start reading here in verse 1, Mark 11, verse 1. And when they came nigh to Jerusalem and to Bethpage and Bethany at the Mount of Olives, he sendeth forth two of his disciples and saith unto them, Go your way into the village over against you, and as soon as ye be entered into it, ye shall find a colt tied. This is Jesus speaking here. Whereon never man sat. Loose him and bring him. And if any man say unto you, Why do ye this? Say ye that the Lord hath need of him, and straightway he will send him hither. And they went their way and found the colt tied by the door without in a place where two ways met, and they loose him. And certain of them that stood there said unto them, What do ye loosing the colt? And they said unto them, Even as Jesus had commanded, and they let them go. And they brought the colt to Jesus and cast their garments on him, and he sat upon him. And many spread their garments in the way, and others cut down branches off the trees and strawed them in the way. And they that went before and they that followed cried, saying, Hosanna, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Blessed be the kingdom of our father David that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. And Jesus entered into Jerusalem and into the temple. And when he had looked round about upon all things, and now the eventide was come, he went out unto Bethany with the 12. And on the morrow, when they were come from Bethany, he was hungry. And seeing a fig tree afar off, having leaves, he came, if haply he might find anything thereon. And when he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for the time of figs was not yet. And Jesus answered and said unto it, he was talking to the tree here, No man eat fruit of thee hereafter forever. And his disciples heard it. And they come to Jerusalem, and Jesus went into the temple, and began to cast out them that sold and bought in the temple, and overthrew the tables of the money changers, and the seats of them that sold doves, and would not suffer that any man should carry any vessel through the temple. And he taught, saying unto them, Is it not written, My house shall be called of all nations the house of prayer? But ye have made it a den of thieves. And the scribes and chief priests heard it, and sought how they might destroy him. For they feared him, because all the people were astonished at his doctrine. And when even was come, he went out of the city. And in the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. And Peter, calling to remembrance, saith unto him, Master, behold, the fig tree which thou cursed is withered away. And Jesus answering saith unto them, Have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye shall receive them, and ye shall have them. And when ye stand praying, forgive, if ye have aught against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. But if ye do not forgive, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive your trespasses. And they come again to Jerusalem, and as he was walking in the temple, there come unto him the chief priests and the scribes and the elders, and say unto him, By what authority doest thou these things? And who gave thee this authority to do these things? And Jesus answered and said unto them, I will also ask of you one question, and answer me, and I will tell you by what authority I do these things. The baptism of John, was it from heaven or of men? Answer me. And they reasoned with themselves, saying, If we shall say from heaven, he will say, Why then did ye not believe him? But if we shall say of men, they feared the people, for all men counted John, that he was a prophet indeed. And they answered and said unto Jesus, We cannot tell. And Jesus answering saith unto them, Neither do I tell you by what authority I do these things. And so in the first part of the chapter there, it stood out to me how the two disciples went and obeyed. Jesus told them to go get the colt. I don't know if he explained what it was about or not. But they were obedient. They followed Jesus' orders there. And then a couple of verses down here, where the colt was, when they went to get the colt, there were some people standing there. Jesus told them, in verse 3, Jesus said, that if any man say unto you, Why do ye this? Say ye, the Lord hath need of him. And there was some people there that asked them, there in verse 5, they asked him, What do ye loosing the colt? And they told them what Jesus commanded them, and there was no questions asked. That stood out to me. They did not challenge them or ask them how soon they'll bring it back or who's taking it, or I guess they told them that Jesus needs it, So in my own life, am I unquestioningly obedient to God's word, even if it doesn't make sense or doesn't feel good? Do I submit quietly to the authority God has placed in my life? God has been convicting me and bringing these thoughts to me in my own life. Further down in verse 7, even the colt was subject to Jesus. It says, in verse 2, it says, a colt whereon never man sat. So it seems like it wouldn't have been trained at all for anyone to sit on it, but yet Jesus was able to sit on it and use it in that way. I thought of Matthew 8:27, where it says, "But the men marveled, saying, 'What manner of man is this that even the winds and the seas obey him?' How much more can he use us if we are willing to surrender completely to his will and plan for our lives?" And then Romans 12:2, "And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." Then moving over to, there's a lot of things here that I'm just kind of skipping through, but in verse 13, when he was talking about the fig tree, I'm not sure what all Jesus is teaching here, but one thing that I think he was teaching is on faith. He was taking an opportunity to teach his disciples a lesson on faith. The disciples heard him say that, and then in verse 21, Jesus reminded him or said to him that, "Behold, the fig tree which thou cursed is withered away." And Jesus answered, "Have faith in God." I'll just read 23 and 24 here again. "For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, 'Be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea,' and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye shall receive them, and ye shall have them." My thoughts went to one time when we were out of state, we stopped to visit someone, and I saw a motto on their hanging on their wall. The motto said, "If you pray, why worry? If you worry, why pray?" But yet, it was kind of ironic that that person worried a lot. She worried about a lot of little things. And so it made me stop and think about my own life. I know that's true, but do I take it seriously? Do I believe that? Do I practice it? Luke 17:6 says, "If ye had faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye might say unto this sycamine tree, 'Be thou plucked up by the root and be planted in the sea, and it should obey you.'" Hebrews 11:6 says, "But without faith it is impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him." There's one other little story that I have that kind of goes with this, with these few verses here. It's about a woman that had a, as she looked out her window, there was a hill there. And many of you might have heard this little story, but it was thought-provoking to me. But she wanted that hill removed, and she decided to pray that it would be removed. And she went to her bedroom and prayed for the hill to be removed. And so she got up and went out to look out the window to see if it was gone, but it was still there. And she said, I figured it would still be there. So how is it my own prayer life? Have we ever prayed specifically for something and were surprised when God answered the prayer? In the last, another thing that stood out to me is how in the last part of the chapter here, how the chief priests, scribes, and Pharisees challenged Jesus' authority. And Jesus withstood them. And the difference between the first part of the chapter where his disciples were obedient, the other people were obedient there as they got the colt, and I believe they were blessed by it, a blessing came out of it. But in the last part of the chapter, there was somebody there challenging Jesus' authority, and Jesus withstood them. I don't believe that there was a lot of blessing to those scribes and Pharisees for doing that. That's about all I have. There's so much more in here that could be mentioned and talked about and that, but I think that's all I have. I just wanted to read Philippians 4:7 yet in closing. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. God bless you.